Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees.
Hey, yeah, I'll ask mother.
Connected to CMN Network.
LBF, KB at RBP. Station calling, this is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray. What station were you calling? I didn't quite catch that. That's all right, I was calling Chris. He drives from up by Midland to Bay City in the morning. Call is K8LBF. And here's Mike, I'm in Fenton. My call is KB8RVP, Romeo Victor Papa. I'll copy that. My name is Dean. I'm in the Mount Clemens area, and I just didn't quite catch the station you were calling, so I will sit on the side, but I appreciate you getting back to me. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, I'll be fine. Yeah, thanks for the comeback. Have a great day. KB8RBC.
KB8RBP, KB8RBP, KB8LDF.
Hey, good morning, Chris. KB8RBP.
Howdy doodle. How are you?
Oh, doing great. No complaints here. Enjoyed that beautiful weather yesterday. We got up to 70 here in Fenton. I don't know if you got that warm yesterday afternoon or not.
Well, I can tell you it was sunny. I don't know what temperature it was. I was just surprised after being locked inside all day at the shop, you know. We hardly had any trucks in and out, so the overhead garage doors are always closed. We had a couple pretty early in the morning around 7:30, and then that was it. I didn't know what it was like until we walked out. Like, it felt like Dracula.
Yeah, I think we opened all the windows in the house at 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we didn't close them until it started to get dark out. It was beautiful yesterday. It was a little windy, but I'll take it if we can get 70 degrees because, man, we're going to be going back downhill here over the next 3 days, and I'm seeing overnight lows in the teens, and there was one night it looked like single digits coming up, so I was telling my neighbor I was out for a walk, and he was walking his dog. I said, well, hopefully we don't have to get the snow shovels out again.
Oh, I know. Hopefully we don't either. Yeah, I got some stuff done outside. Corinne and I ended up trimming back the grapevine. That took quite a while to do. We were out there until it got pretty dark out. The temperature wasn't too bad. I mean, it was on like getting on the damper side, but just was nice getting home and being able to flip some burgers on the grill and just enjoy being outside. Couldn't eat outside. It was a little bit too windy. It would be fighting the wind. So, but no, we'll take that kind of weather. Yeah, it's on the cool side this morning. It's about 41 degrees when I got up this morning. So, yeah, not looking forward to going back in the cold weather. KV8RVP, KV8LDF.
KV8RVP. Yep, and the bad thing is the plants outside and the trees and stuff. Things start budding when it hits 70 degrees and then you go back to the deep freeze. Patty noticed some stuff was already starting to sprout up in the flower bed out in front of the house. That's the bad part. But for us, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was nice. All the kids were out riding their bikes and rollerblading. And one kid was riding his bike. He had jeans on but no shirt. Everybody was just, kids were out. Parents are out walking babies in the strollers. And man, it was beautiful out. It was nice. I tell people, because when I'm working, I talk to people in just about all 50 states. Even got one girl I support in Hawaii. And I tell people in California, Arizona, Florida, I'm like, when it hits 55 degrees in Michigan, you see kids out playing basketball, everybody's out riding their bikes. And I said, you guys would think we're crazy. You guys would be in jeans and sweatshirts if it was 55, 60 degrees. But after being cooped up all winter, people are just wanting to get outside. Definitely when it hits 70 for sure. Everything's out in Vegas. It's an interesting place. You see all kinds of interesting things. But it was fun. It was a good time. We had good weather. Started out in the 70s, and then the last 2 days it got up to about 80. It was beautiful out there. Sunshine and blue sky every day. We'll take it. But quite expensive out there. We did not win big. We did go to Slotzilla, played some slots, but you win a little bit and you lose, you win a little bit and you lose it all. We don't do much gambling. We're out there to see the sights, find good places to eat. Patty's niece was out there, so we got to go out to see the Red Rock Canyon. When you're in Vegas, anytime you're up above the ground in a hotel on, you can see the mountains out in the distance, so we actually got to go see the mountains, so that was pretty cool. And she had a rental car, so she took us to Red Rock Canyon, also took us to a really nice off-strip Italian restaurant. That was really good. That was kind of cool. We've never been able to go off-strip before.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, Wayne Newton, that's who it was. Wayne Newton?
Nope, just Elvis. Didn't see any Wayne Newtons, but there are shows you can go see. We didn't go do any shows. They've got that theater now where it's all lit up on the outside displaying different things. And boy, is it expensive to go see a concert there. You can spend anywhere from $200 a ticket to $700 a ticket. If you want to go see Journey or Wizard of Oz, there's all different things. But out of my budget, it was too pricey. KB8RB.
That's pretty pricey for sure. Yeah, I just joked around about Wayne Newton because watch Chevy Chase and what is it called? Summer Vacation or Vegas Vacation? His wife goes all Lulu about Wayne Newton. And then his son, Rusty, keeps winning cars at the casino. I put a quarter in, I got a car. I put a quarter in, I got another car. Oh, man. That's hilarious. Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time. What, were you there for a week, you say?
We were there for 5 days. We got there Sunday, and we came home Friday. had a little delay trying to get out there. That huge snowstorm was hitting the East Coast. New York got like 2 feet of snow. I think there were 8 or 10 states that all got hit with big snow out in the East Coast, and it was causing a lot of connection flights. So there's some apps you can go on. Flighty, there's FlightAware. You can go on and see where your plane is coming from. We fly out of Flint Bishop, and you can see that your plane is coming from Pennsylvania, or it's coming from Charlotte, North Carolina. So everything was delayed, so we got up at 3:30 in the morning. We had to be up at Bishop Airport at 4 a.m., and our flight got canceled, and we got rebooked. And they had a couple options. You could get rebooked and take off at like 10 in the morning, but you'd be stuck in Chicago for 10 hours. We ended up taking the later flight. We came back home for about 5 hours and then went back up to the airport. We were supposed to get into Vegas at 3 in the afternoon and be at our hotel by 4. We didn't get in until like 11, and we didn't get to our hotel until like midnight. So we lost part of that first day we were going to be there. Get checked in and have dinner and relax, and so that kind of got messed up. But it was fine coming home. It was all normal. But there was just another big delay, that big storm that came through and dumped all the rain and thunderstorms. Had that tornado on the west side of Michigan. That delayed and caused all kinds of issues, cancellations with flights. I think there were 4,000 flights delayed and several hundred canceled. So you just got to plan it just right. I mean, it's all up to Mother Nature how it's all going to go. But we made it and had a good time and made it back safe and sound.
I'm at work. I just had to park the car, the truck.
That sounds messed up.
Well, you made it safe there and back. That's all that matters.
Yeah, you just never know. You see on the news where people are sleeping on their luggage in the airport, trying to lay on the floor or lay between a couple of seats, trying to sleep. We were in Florida a couple years ago, and the whole air traffic control system went down in Florida the day before we were flying back to Michigan. It was fine the next day, but, you know, it's just things like that you just can't control. We were in Chicago coming home, and the terminal that we were sitting at was going back to Flint, and the one right next to us were people flying from Chicago back to Grand Rapids. And the plane that was going to Grand Rapids, they closed the door, the plane started getting pushed back, and two people come running up, and they said, "We're supposed to be on that plane to Grand Rapids." The lady at the desk said, "Hang on just a second." She got on the radio, and she took off running, and they stopped the plane from pushing back, pulled it back up to the gate and let them get back and let those two get on. Closed the door and the plane pushed away and taxied away, and another person came up. So they were supposed to be on that plane. So sometimes your connection flights are running late and you miss getting on the next plane. I don't know what happened to that last person, what they ended up doing. But it happens. All right, well, have a good day at work. We'll listen out for your final, 7-3.
Yeah, that would really stink. Yep. That one couple was lucky that, you know, that lady was able to stop the plane from getting any further after it starting to pull up from the terminal unit there. Well, cool. Yeah, I'm sure the other couple probably had to wait for quite a quite a few hours before the next flight to come around.
Oh, that would stink. All right. Well, have a good day, and I'll try doing the same.
Kind of feel like I'm spark knocking, still haven't adjusted to the time. Been getting up late, way too late, like 10 after 5. I'm usually up at 15 to 5. That's a big change. All right, we'll catch you later, Mike. Have a good day. Glad you made it there and back safely. KB8RVP, KAALDF73s, have a good day.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 0700 hours. Rain, 55 degrees.
KF8FTS, monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 0800 hours. Rain, 55 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy, 55 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees.
KF8FTS, clear.
W8VD.
Connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO, my little pushover app said somebody connected to our network. I believe that might have been you.
What's network?
Mecca repeater, hub connected to a certain number, W8VD, New Baltimore. I think that's you.
I think it's me, because that's what I'm talking on right now. I'm using that little app.
You know that, well, it should be, but that audio is so good. Does Dave have this? Because if Dave doesn't have this, he needs it.
Dude, I just found out about it. So, with John yesterday, somebody else is in there. I hear some voices. So, hope I didn't cut anybody off. But yeah, this is freaking amazing. I mean, I like it. And then I was told that there's another way to connect in. I was talking with Kev Hedess. He's really knowledgeable about all of this stuff. So, I like it. I like it a lot.
You're in your head, Wally. FYI.
Hey, I'm having a hard time finding a TANAPA number for your radio. I've been downloading every freaking firmware I can, but I don't want to brick your radio. The problem with your radio is it's a little bit on the newer side. It comes standard with 209 firmware, so you can't go any lower than that because then you'll brick the radio. And that number has to do with what hardware they changed in the radio. Just to let you know, I didn't forget about it.
Okay. Morning there, Tim. You know, there's two different radios that I sent you there, right?
Yeah, one was a handy-talky, one was the mobile. Yeah, I got that. So the thing is that, I mean, you could take the risk of doing it, but then, you know, sometimes it has to do with, you know, the higher or the lower end of the frequency, but sometimes it has to do with, you know, they changed the chip or they changed the diode or they changed some configuration, and it will wipe it out. So it'll brick it. And if it bricks it and you can't get it into flash zip mode, you're done. So, I mean, I haven't taken that risk in any of these radios yet, and I don't think you want to, too, because, heck, these things are like $500 a pop nowadays, even used. So I'll keep looking. Like I said, every time I see a new firmware, I download it, and then I just check it with Depot. But that number, the model numbers all match, but that TANAPA number has to match perfectly, and then there's no risk.
I think I got another one that if I remember, I'll take a picture of it. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, WRO. Good morning, Jeff. You guys go ahead. I like listening to this stuff. Go ahead, Wally.
No, we're just trying to take a couple radios that can do FPP, but they have North America firmware in them. They can't do FPP. And there's two numbers on these radios. One's the model number, okay? And the other number is the TANAPA number. That's how I remember it, NAPA parts, TANAPA, TANAPA. That number has to match exact, and if it doesn't match, it's risky pushing the firmware. So when you use regular CPS software, if those two numbers match, the regular CPS software will push the update to the radio. Well, the hiccup that you have is, first of all, you can't ever go backwards, because if the radio came in with 209, you can't go lower than 209. So, okay. I got it. So that's what you have to be careful.
Yep. Well, it was 57 degrees this morning when I got up. Now it's down to 40. I just wore my long sleeve shirt this morning, but this afternoon, now I need a jacket. It ain't afternoon yet, but I want that other weather back, and it's gotten windy.
Yeah, I was watching the news this morning, and it was saying that the chances of severe weather are tonight. Farther south you go, we're right on the line, basically. M59, just north of that, is just level 1. Everything south of 59 is level 2 risk for severe storms tonight, but not till late, like 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So, and now, you know, with what happened down there in Three Rivers, Union City, everybody's kind of gun-shy.
Are you using for an app, that app on your phone? The audio is just a touch hot, not too much. Tolerable. But, yeah. Well, the sun's gone, so that drags most of the storms. Cloudy now. I don't know. Somebody said they could get a bunch of snow up north, like 30 inches or something here by Sunday, Monday. Between now and then or something, I don't know. Crazy weather.
Okay, while you were talking, Jeff, I dropped it a decibel. Did this help her?
Yeah, now you're probably comparable to Tim. Not sure what Tim's using for radio, but I'm going to...
Wally's Moto Rollo 1500, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go ahead, Wally.
He's using Wally's XTL1500 with the sticker still on the window, but that's okay. I'm sure it's gone by now. So anytime I see any of these radios for a super-duper deal, I pick them up, especially if they have the window film still on them. There's a lot of people that buy a cache of radios, and then they buy extras and put them on the shelves. And then when they upgrade their radios in whatever municipality or government or what have you, I always try to get my hands on the ones that stayed in the box for their life. So I have bunches of them. Again, I am real poor. So other than that. And Jeff, if you ever decide to get with the Tate radio, I got some advice for you. Get the one like the XTS2500 had without the speaker in it, because the speaker is not good. I mean, granted, my hearing is, like, nowhere near what it used to be, but the speaker, it's not Motorola quality, so I end up putting an external speaker on it anyways. And the next model up has got a lot more buttons on it. It's kind of like the difference of going from an XTL 1500 to an XTL 2500. That's basically the difference between the two of them. Tim, go ahead.
NAWRO. I was told never peel the film off another man's radio. It's against the pro code. Go ahead, Jeff.
It's all getting kind of deep here. Did you get my boots put back on? Yeah. I thought you said you were using an app, Wally.
I am. I found an app. Well, what excited me on an app was coming back from the conference. I couldn't talk to Sean. Sean went on FBI, and I couldn't talk to Sean. I mean, I could, but all I had with me was ground wire, and visibility was so bad, and, you know, like anything else, well, you know this better than anybody. You're driving, and some of them are driving 70, and some of them are driving 30, and visibility was quarter to half a mile most of the time, so I didn't want to spend time just star 99 pounds. So Sean was showing me the app that he was using on his phone. But it was for Android only. Well, I found an app that works on iPhone, and it works really well. And then I find out everybody knows about this app except for me. Repeater something. Tim, what was the name of the app? I just gave it to you. It was like Fox.
Yeah, Repeater Phone. I assume there's probably one for Android as well, but it's on my iPhone. I just got to configure it. We must have been talking about this a while back. I think Sean was talking about it. I put it on my phone, but I never configured it. But if it's working that well, there's a few people in our team we got, like especially Dave, we got to make sure he has it in case he's got to do the net from work and stuff.
internet goes down where he is. It is nice to have a tool in the toolbox. Oh, you got me confused now, Wally, because you said talking on the app, and then you said you were talking on a Motorola. Now you say you're talking on the app, so I'm trying to figure you out.
I can't figure me out. Sorry. Yeah, I know how that got messed up. I'm talking on the app just because. I'm sitting next to a bunch of radios but in my office at home. But I'm talking on the app just because it's the latest toy. And Tim is talking on my radio. I loaned Tim a P25 XTL Motorola radio. And that's how I get confused. Tim's talking on the XTL 2500. I'm talking, I think it's a 2500, maybe it's a 1500. And I'm talking on the app. That's how you got confused. I see how that happened, though. Sorry about that. Tim, go ahead. WAV.
Yep, that is correct. I'm looking right at the old school, to some degree, Motorola XTL 1500. It is the P25 in the shack, thanks to Wally, but I drop over to the 7.2 because it's got, you know, pretty good audio, even on analog, so. But, yeah, it's on low power from Richmond to Montclamens. Oh, no, the receiver's here in town, that's right. So I'm listening from Montclamens, yeah. Yeah, this is the one I do the nest on, Jeff, on Sunday night. I just kind of like it, really, obviously. It's a Moto, so. Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm going to jump out here. I'll be back. Keep it up, Sylvia.
You just safe. Tim, that radio phone is repeater phone. That's really easy to set up. Just go in there. KF8S suggested putting in a node number that you're not using. You get like 5 or 6 different nodes, and he said just put in a node number that way. And there's another way to do it, hooking it up straight to a node, but I guess that's not quite perfect yet, but I have to figure that one out. I'll tell you about that one when I see it. That one's a little bit more complicated.
Hey, WRO. So did you set it up that way once you got back? NAWRO. Wally, you disconnected. I can see it on my little phone app here.
Sorry about that. I had to take a work phone call, a very important one.
So, interesting. When you take a phone call, it disconnects. Assume you had to reconnect, or maybe when you hang up, it reconnects. I don't know.
I hit the button on the phone that said hold and accept. So I don't know if it disconnected, but when I came back, I had to reconnect. But that's just one button. I mean, I am very happy with this app for $8. Very happy. You know what I like about this thing the best? One, I can hear if I'm talking on top of you, so then I can just let go, you know, right away. The other thing I like about it is, you know, I'm in denial of missing hearing certain decibels, but, or frequencies or tones. This thing is freaking awesome. I miss nothing, and it's comfortable to carry in a conversation.
Yeah, like you can see, like Jeff says, it's another tool that you can have when it's inconvenient, perhaps like you were talking about, unsafe to use RF. I'm going to send you a screenshot of connecting and disconnecting, but, you know, you know it anyways, so.
Yeah, it's not a problem, so. All right, Sean sent me a text here. Sean, if you're listening, I don't know what happened to whatever you sent me. So, my other toy, I've already decided what my next toy is. My next toy is going to be that clear node. Cool.
Either busy or not monitoring VHF today. All right, let you go. I'm going to send this text and then get back to it. NHWRO, I already got my hair cut. There's no waiting. I don't know if you're going to come up here today. NHWRO, clear, listening out.
I'm going to head there right now. I got another work call that came in, but it was off. I'm sure it's a silly question, but nonetheless, I still get paid from them. All right, I'm going to go get my hair cut. Take care. I'll be in the car in a minute. W8VD.
All right, NHWRO, there's two barbers there. Pete's back, so NHWRO, I'll be clear.
WB.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 55 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 55 degrees. Are connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 49 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 49 degrees.
Okay, there'd be the elevation testing.
Connected to CMN Network.
Thank you, Fenton. Keep your detail clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
LAX Mobile.
How you doing there, Dean? This is KGYU.
I'm doing all right. Just on my way in. Did you work today?
Nope. I am off today. I work tomorrow, and then I got the meeting with Brandon here tomorrow, or Thursday, so.
Yeah, I'll copy that. Looks like I'm going to be on nights for a while here. The days opened up, but I was basically informed that if I take it, the newcomer will not stick around, so I'm sticking with nights for a while.
Dean, you got to do what's best for you, and, you know, if you prefer days, I'd rather just take days, and that's not your problem if the new person doesn't stick around.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll put in my time. I definitely do not like, I'm not in the room so I can say this. I definitely like how calm nights are. You have moments of drowning, but it's not all day long. So I definitely do enjoy that. I wish I was on an opposite day so that I could make team stuff, but other than that, I'm not minding nights.
Okay, all right, yeah, that's all right, yeah, I like nights, I've worked nights a lot there, and so I prefer days if I can, but, yeah, good, I'm glad that you like nights, and everybody's treating you well there, which is good.
Yeah, I'm starting to learn the room. There's a lot of stuff. It's strange to walk in, and because everyone does stuff different. Some of the dispatchers like you to talk to them, and then other dispatchers just want you to tell them 90. I'm learning everybody. That takes a minute. I'm figuring out, but Jim was telling me something the other day that we might be moving this one of these meetings to a Monday. Was that correct, or did that all go back to Thursday?
Connected to CMN Network.
I had planned on keeping it on Thursday, but if there's others that want to move it, I'm open to moving it. It's whatever anybody else wants. I have those together, and for me it would work better if it was Monday, but I mean, you know, I'm willing to do what anybody else wants.
Oh, I wasn't referring to an actual schedule change. I was referring to given the events, our one meeting was canceled, and so I was told we might be having a meeting in its place on a different day. That's what I was referring to. This is KE8LAX.
The committee meeting. Yeah, we might move it. Just depends. I know we didn't do the one Monday, so we may end up trying to add something because we do have the set coming up and a couple other things that are coming up, so we gotta start planning on that.
Copy that. I should be able to make those. I don't know if you've seen the Windlink tab, but I was successful on multiple occasions last night from the house with 1 watt. So that excited me. Randy clarified some stuff for me, but I was definitely excited Windlink wise.
Good. I'm glad that you're able to get in there. That works out well.
Well, it's my first time being able to test it since the work was done, and there was people complaining that it took, you know, 50 watts to get in, and they were struggling. So I thought it might be a breath of fresh air to some of our users to know that it definitely did not take that, and I was using just a little mouth thing with a laptop, so I figured that would be a breath of fresh air. It definitely was for me, because I was a little discouraged with everyone saying it takes way too much power.
Yeah, I'm sure it helps out that everybody knows now it can be done, and there wasn't another issue or a problem, so I'm glad that you're able to do that. I'm going to have to try it on this end and see what I can do.
If it's calm enough, I kind of wanna try it on shift. But yeah, I'm curious if Tim can get in. I was over at his house and we were talking about it. I'm curious if he can get in, and I had no luck with the UHF side of Windlink, but I'm gonna definitely try it again and see, possibly use that tape measure Yagi that we built and see if I can't maybe direct the signals a little more direct and see if I can't get in that way. But we'll try. It's all kind of an experiment. But the VHF side definitely worked. So for the set, if I can use a local HT for it, that would be really cool, because I'd like to do some RF during the set.
Yeah, that would help out. That would help out to know and to be able to do. So I think it gives more points, but it also gives more. You know, the more we do it, the more experience we have with it. And you know, if and when something does happen, that you know, we're able to know what we're doing instead of trying to figure it out on the day of something bad. So.
100% agree. But anyway, I'm getting ready to pull up to my destination, so I'm going to stay here in the parking lot for a couple minutes and get prepped for my day. But I appreciate you coming back to me, Dave, and we'll catch you out here soon. I'll say 7-3s for now, and I'll be clear on your final. This is KE8LAX.
Sounds good there, Dean. Have a good one. Have a good shift tonight, and
Here, Sue. 73's here. This is KEYNU.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
WAUDS testing.
Is there a retail mobile?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Severe thunderstorm watch. Connected to CMN Network. Severe thunderstorm watch. You're connected to CMN Network. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Connected to CMN Network.